Well, we're in this story of this man who was possessed by a legion of demons. He was destroying himself. They were destroying him. And there's this confrontation with Jesus. Jesus steps on the shore and there's this battle. But Jesus heals this man and casts out the demon. We're carrying on with that story. And we're going to start reading from verse 9 of Mark chapter 5. Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again to not send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." And he gave them permission. And the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind. They were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave the region. It's weird, isn't it?
That's an amazing reaction.
Yeah. So we've got this demon-possessed man destroying himself, and actually causing fear in the whole town, because no one could restrain him, and an area where no one would go. And Jesus heals the man, and, well, there's this confrontation with the demons, isn't there?
Yeah. And then you kind of get the sense that these townspeople had sort of got used to this man, because it was the status quo. The pigs are flying in the herd, but this crazy man, let him have the tombs, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we get on with life, even though it's destructive. We just sort of live around it.
Exactly. Now that sort of this man's been healed of this possession, they're upset about it because they're 2,000 pigs down, but one man up, and they are upset and afraid.
Yeah. I mean, I love that line where when the people come out to see what on earth is going on, because the pig herdsmen or whatever they are ran out and told everyone. They don't just tell them about which verse is that, the demon possessed man, but the pigs 16. Also verse 16. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon possessed man and told them about the pigs as well.
Well, they probably didn't care about this man. They care much more about their pigs.
That's
probably the most important thing here, isn't it?
And which shows you where their heart is.
Yeah.
So their heart is with financial things.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the whole pig thing and the Jews. I know this is a sort of, a sort of Gentile area where Jews were living.
Yeah.
But, they shouldn't have been that interested in pigs anyway.
No. But there probably is something there, isn't there, that, pigs were dirty and impure. And there's something also about the water, isn't there, and the lake and the sea being a place of chaos and evil, and that's where that's where they're going back to.
And again, it does show you how destructive the demons are.
Yeah,
because they plead to go in with the pigs.
Yeah,
and then Jesus says go, and they kill them.
Yeah,
that's what Satan is about.
Exactly. Yeah, that is what Satan's about.
Because I don't know when you were young, it was always quite exciting to do Ouija boards and sort of seances and things. I know you were brought up in a Christian home.
Nursery rhymes and Ouija boards.
it was a sort of an interesting thing. You were interested in the dark,
right?
And Satan, those sort of things. There was a fascination, but he's about lying and death.
Yeah,
that's get rid of all the fascination.
Yeah.
He's about lying and death.
Yeah.
And this proves it.
Yeah. And this man who's now sat in his right mind would probably tell you exactly that.
Yeah.
He would say, well, perhaps that's how he got started with all this. Perhaps it was a fascination, a slight interest. But he would say, it's not. It's bondage. It's decay. It's evil. But here's Jesus, who's the absolute opposite of all of that, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, I think Mark is writing this story to say, in the end, who is the worst demon-possessed people?
Yeah.
So, okay, Jesus has come and dealt with this destruction in this man's life, which is just great hope, for as we saw last time. But now we've got these people that are so obsessed with their finance and their money and their living,
mm-hmm.
That they want Jesus to go.
Yeah.
They're afraid and they want him to go. And it's just interesting, isn't it, that the whole concept of Jesus coming into a life and changing it is the people. As you say, I would rather have the status quo. I would rather have that evil there and carry on with my life than someone who's radically going to make a difference in my life.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to do youth work in a church, and we had several parents angry that their teenage daughters weren't at the nightclubs meeting blokes and doing what ordinary girls did, which was to get drunk and to go off.
Angry.
They were angry at us.
How dare you?
How dare you make my daughter into some religious freak?
Oh, wow.
That was about several letters. And it just reminds me of this. But what, you want your daughter to go to a nightclub, get drunk, get, you know, laid or whatever it is. You'd rather that than this girl that's growing up, thinking, understanding the world, following Christ.
Yeah.
It is extraordinary, isn't it?
And you can see that here in the story, like you said, because who is the more demon possessed? Because the demon inside the man originally begged Jesus to leave. You know, what do you want with us? Don't torture me. Don't send me out of the region. Kind of like, Jesus, we don't want you here. And then it's exactly what the townspeople say, isn't it? They say, Jesus, we don't want you here. They plead with Jesus. It's almost the exact same language. The demons beg Jesus to leave. The townspeople beg Jesus to leave.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're believing the lie.
They're believing the lie. Yeah.
So I wonder what you think about Jesus. You know, are you... I mean, rightly afraid of him, but he's to come into your life and to change you for good. Now, that's quite scary, but would you rather have the lies of Satan? Well, we'll come back to this story.